Hello, this is Camila. I'm an English teacher, and I am here to answer Alessandro's question about how I learned English. I think it's a tough question, you know? Although I'm fluent, I guess I'm still learning every day. Now I'm going to tell you my story, okay? Since I was a child, I lived in an English-friendly environment. Although my parents were not 100% fluent, we were in contact with the language all the time, from music to receiving friends at home that they met during their trips. I was a very anxious kid that used to be very talkative and restless, oh my god. So, in order to calm me down during trips, my parents used to play some Bob Dylan songs and asked me to read the album cover, to follow the lyrics. And they would check if I was committing any mistakes. It was a fun way to shut me up, you know? And to teach me as well. As the time went by, I grew up and I started to feel that I needed more. That what my parents had taught me was not enough. I was eager to learn. I wasn't able to start an English course, so I looked for things by myself, such as watching movies and series with English subtitles, reading comic books and magazines. When I was 14, I started a basic English course, and I found myself so frustrated, because I felt that I could do better than that. I thought that my classmates were not as hardworking as I was, so I dropped school a year later. During high school, I tried to take all the advantages as possible in order to learn more. I helped my English teacher in exchange of extra material. I volunteered in charity institutions to teach English for kids, and I met some exchange students at school who weren't able to speak Portuguese. The contact with the exchange students helped me a lot, because while I was helping them by being an interpreter, they helped me back by improving my English. So when I was 17, I went back to English school to improve my grammar skills. When I was 18 then, I was already enrolled at the university, and every day I felt teaching was what I really wanted for life. So I gathered all the money I saved during high school, working as a tutor and selling some beauty products, and paid my first international trip to England, where I studied English and worked as a waiter. It was such an amazing experience, and that helped me a lot when it comes to be prepared to be a future teacher. 6 months later, I went back to Brazil. I was still 18, and since I was an adult already, it was the time that my parents, when my parents stopped supporting me. So I had to find a job, and I had to pay my bills. So it was the time to look for my dream job, being a teacher. I guess that was when I really improved my English, because it was an everyday contact, and I made a huge effort to be a good professional, because I knew I could make the difference in my students' lives. I've been a teacher for about 9 years, and I am so glad I made this choice. Meanwhile, I've worked in several schools with different methodologies, from English courses to university. I have been trying to improve myself as much as I can, from specializing in courses abroad to changing my mindset from time to time. Everyone has a story to tell, you know, but we all have two things in common, which is determination and focus. We can all be average. Average human beings, average students. But what makes us different from the average is how much effort is set in order to be the best. I know I'm not the best. I have flaws and I commit mistakes. But I never stand still. And so should you. Because the best student is not the one who can speak the most accurate English that makes the classmates jealous. The best student is the curious one. The one who always look for answers and find out things by themselves. Those are the ones who chase their dreams and make things happen. There is always something to learn. And I'm even still trying to be that student, you know? So, that's my story. I hoped you liked it and you enjoyed it. And I see you around. Bye-bye.